Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shirim Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are to be in the third chapter in the 10th Halacha. It's been phenomenal until now. This is just incredible, learning with the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, according with David Zitzal, Shvi Yitzchus V'Amor V'Nirat Shiyichyu, Yitzchus Moshe V'Neshenai, Shosh Mor Mordechai, V'Chidah Bas V'Chaim Tzivu Chatzil Chatzeha, Rav Baruch Hertz, and Sarah Tzipira, Bachotzav, 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 Matan Ben Sarah, Bachotzlach, Bachotzlema, Kola Horeg, Nefashois, Shaloi, Barai, Barura, Beloi, Hasua, Fidu, Bedecha, the Isoine, Shorog, Bishkog, Yeshamach, which is Lahargo, the Sak and Ulum, Fimash, Shots, for anybody who kills without any clear raya, or without poor warning, or with one aid, even one aid, or somebody killed accidentally. A king has Rishus, the Horgo, well, the king is just to kill him and to fix the world. According to what the time needs, you can kill many people in one day. He can kill them and he can hang them for many days. To instill awe, to break the hand of the evil people of the earth. In other words, a king can step outside the law at times if he finds it necessary. For Tikkun Ha'olam. Mitvrei Rambam, Shekatav Kol Ani Mili Letaken Ha'olam Kfi Ma She'eshat Tzricha. So the Rambam says that all of these things are to fix the world according to what the time needs. It's mashma that it's only permitted when it's Letzerech Shah, like the Rambam writes, Sanhedrin 24, with regard to the Beis Din. Yesh le Beis Din lahalkois, mi she'eino mechuyav malkois, v'laharoig, mi she'eino mechuyav misa, v'leilarvel divrei Torah l'asas siyag l'Torah. Beis Din can give malkois if somebody's not mechuyav malkois. Beis Din can kill somebody who isn't chayav to die, not to be over on divrei Torah, but to make a siyag l'Torah. V'kevin shuron Beis Din, shepirtze parpotzo ambedavar, yesh lem ligdor lechazik et akvim mashir alem. Since Beis Din sees that the Am is parutz, they should make a fence and strengthen the matter as it would appear to them. Hakol hoyroas shoy. This is all a temporary measure. Lo shik b'halacha l'dorus. It can't be a halacha l'dorus. So we see from here that a Beis Din, for a temporary measure, has the right to kill or lash someone who otherwise wouldn't be liable, in order to lay down the law, in order to keep people in line. And that's the din that we see, Sanhedrin 46a, Yevamis 90b, that Beis Din, Oinshin, Makin v'Oinshim Shaloi Min HaTorah. Beis Din can give malchus, Beis Din can give punishments, Shaloi Min HaTorah. And that's not strictly in accordance with Torah law. It's mashma here in the Rambam that the koyach of a melech is like the koyach of a Beis Din. Beis Din has a koyach to act outside of the boundaries of Torah, so too does the king. However, the Rambam writes in the second perek of Hilchos Reitzeach in Halacha Dalet, quoting his lashon, "V'chol elu aratzchanim b'chayotzei b'hem she'inan mechuyavim mitat Beit Din im ratza melech Yisrael." Lehorgam bedin hamalchut v'takanat haolam hareshut reshut biyado. That if all these murders that are mechuyav Mrs. Beis Din, if the Melech Yisrael desires to kill them, bedin malchus and takanas olam, he has that right. And also the Beis Din, if Beis Din wants to kill him, behoyroas shah, as a temporary measure, im hoysa hashah tzrichol lechach, if that's what the time required, yeshlam rishus, they have permission, kifim mashiro, according to what they see. So we see that only in a Beis Din, the Rambam says you need Shah Tzricha Lekach, and not Bedin Malchus. So we have to understand Rambam here, the mashma that it's mishum kefi ma shehashah tzricho. It's according to what the time needs. And we see in the Rambam, in Roitzeach, 2:4, that only applies to the Beis Din. Beis Din is Hayras Shot. It has to be the Fimasha Shot Sricha Bukach. But there is not such a limitation when it comes to a king. And the Rambam here, Malachim 3:10, says that there is such a limitation when it comes to a king. It needs to be Harasha. So we have to be Miyashev, the Rambam. Rambam writes, "Harei shelor gam amelech lois hashat tzricha lekach lechatzik etav rei beizdin." So it's mafurish that we have other amelech, other shat tzricha lekach alidei beizdin. It's got to be one or the other. But melech doesn't have to be shat tzricha lekach. So that's an incredible hayar in the Rambam. Rambam lechor says to himself, "Does it have to be shat tzricha lekach or not?" The person can mamish go 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, and not know this Kasha in the Rambam. How can that be? It's life, unfortunately. The sad reality of life. Rambam also, in the 18th Perek of Hilchos Sanhedrin, in the 6th Halacha, the Rambam says that Ein Hargin, Hoidos Baal Din, so you don't kill if the Baal Din is Maida. Oh, it was, I'm guilty, kill me. And that Yeshua killed Achan, and King David killed the Amalekite Ger when they admitted their guilt. You know why David killed the Ger Amalekite with Das Piv? And David and Yeshua Achan? Or it was Din Malchus. So we see Nochamol that it's either Hoyroas Shah or it's Din Malchus. It's one or the other, but it's not both. Malchus is not Hoyroas Shah. So again, steer to our Rambam, where the Malchus is a Harasha. Also Rambam, Perakel, Loch Yadal, Mechus Ritzach, Lein, Klitas, Mizbeach, Bemezid, Ladas HaRambam, Hu Vemi Shepachad, Shargenu HaMelech, Midin Malchus, O Shepachad, Mibazin, Shelo Yehargu, Boiro HaShoah. Rambam there writes, 5:12, HaMizbeach Koilek, the altar, and the Beis HaMikdash serves as a haven for killers. Because by Horeg B'Zadon it says, Mim Zuchit Chen Olam Es Mashma Shogeg Natz. Shogeg, it is a refuge. So you're not allowed to kill him by the Mizbeach. And the Rambam says, it's only Ein Kol Elo Gagol Shel Mizbeach. Beis Holam Bilvad, it's only a coin, Ravoy de Biyadoy. And then the Rambam says, why is he going there? If someone takes refuge on the altar, he's not left there. Mitch called him his Bechem, and he's a Mosham. It's Halacha Yadal. Elamoisim Lashur Magal Maglosi El Meklato. Rather, he's given guards and is taken to a city of refuge. When does the above apply by Medvar Mamurim, the Mechui of Galus? When one is obligated to be exiled, but somebody who is afraid of the king will have him executed, as is the king's authority. And he fled to the altar and held on to it. He should be saved. Wait a second. What do we see here in the Rambam? We see Mishapachad men amelach shlo yargenu, b'din malchus, oh, mi beiz shlo yargenu bo roas shah. So we see Nochamol, the same idea, that beiz din bizbohi roas shah, and the king is midin malchus. ויהיין בזה בספר תורת הנביאים, שלאמר צחייס, in the seventh פרק, הוא אומר על זה, ועין שם עוד שנדחוק, he forces himself to explain in a very difficult way, how the Rambam knows, the din shel tzricha lekach, within Malchus, here in our Halachas in Hilchos Malachim, and he says, L'chayra, it's from what David said in Shmuel Beis, Perikid Beis, Ki Ben Mavis, Ha'ish, Ha'ois, Ha'ois, V'sakivsu Yishalem Arba Sayim, Ayin Sham B'lekichas Kivsas HaRosh, Ayin Sham B'malbim, U'bakdamas Arav Yitzchak Abarben El Sefer Shoftim, Shehu Midin Malchus. In other words, guy goes to the poor person and he takes his only sheep. What's his din? He's killed. And he has to pay four times. Mechitesi. So the answer is that it's midin malchus. So from here, the Maariz Chayes wants to say that when it's shad tzricha lekach, you're allowed to go out of the law and punish somebody outside the boundaries of the law. But who says that there was shad tzricha lekach? What is shad tzricha lekach? Like we have a problem. Like in our society, in our culture, we have a certain problem. So. Shad tzricha lekach, you have to make darim, you have to make zeiris. Aibazoi, and that, why was it shad tzricha lekach? That people take, a rich man goes to a poor man and takes away his only sheep. That's a shad tzricha lekach, that you have to, the guy who does it gets killed and has to pay four times. So it's shver to say that's shad tzricha lekach. Also by the Amaleki, who was killed, who says that it's shad tzricha lekach. He went and he killed Shaul. Is it shchiach that someone should kill the king? So all this shal tzricha lekach, to say these in the Makaris are very difficult. So we have to understand the Rambam. That on one hand the Rambam says that Malchus is shad tzricha lekach. On the other hand, the Rambam says that Beis Din is ain shad tzricha lekach. Only Beis is shad tzricha lekach, but not Malchus. It's mashmin the Rambam, not Malchus. And we also have to know the makor for this din of shad tzricha lekach by a melech, if there is such a din. And to say that it's by David, it's very shver. Say it's the Kivsas HaRosh by Nasan and David. Again, to say it's David by the Ger HaMaleki is fair. Why is that Shad Tzricha Lekach? And why is the Kivsas HaRosh Shad Tzricha Lekach? So this is a big Tzarechim. Now the Rambam here, we see, the Sinyan of Hariga al Pidin Malchus Rak Poroitzeach. Stomeret, the Rambam po medaber, that the king kills. When does the king kill? When the person has a din reitzeach, even though the reitzeach was shaloi b'raya b'rura, b'loi ha'soroe, b'heid echod, soinei shaharig b'shgogo. So these are all killing cases. So it's mashma that in other averis, we don't have such a zach. When it comes to other averis, the king can't step outside of the law. And from this, the Heilige Avnei Neizer, B'yored Dea, B'siman Shin Yud Bet, B'ot Mem Tet, Tama, Al Ma Shekatav B'drashat Haran, B'drush, Yud Aleph, Shekoach Beit Din, Laharog Letzorech Sha'a, Hulo Medivrei Torah. That he writes that the Koach Beis Din, to kill a Tzorech Sha'a, is not Medivrei Torah, it's Medin Malchus. It's the Malchus can charge, very famous Drashas Haran. That you have the regular Beis Din, that's the formal law, that's within that framework, and then you have Vayter, the Melech, who can judge on his own, based on his own law, on his own understanding, when it's necessary. So the Koach Beis Din, to kill a Tzorech Sha'a, is not Midin Torah, it's Midin Malchus. the Beis Din can kill a Tzarech Shah, it's because the Malchus also kills a Tzarech Shah. But when there's a Melech, the Beis Din doesn't have this Kayach. Only when there's no Melech, the Beis Din has this Kayach Malchus. So, Frekt Avni Nezer, Oy Bazoi, if that's true, it's only Berotzeach, like the Rambam said. In other words, if the Beis Din is supplanting, is taking place the Melech, and there's no Melech, so then it will only be a Rotzeach, because the king only has the power when it comes to Rotzeach. And it's Lehejin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we quoted earlier, we referenced earlier, that Beis Din has this Kochim Legabe Chil Shabbos, and other Averis Ben Olam Mokom. So since the Melech doesn't have this power on other Averis, how does the Beis Din have the power? According to the Ran. So that's a stark Kasha of the Avni Nezer. In fact, the Avni Nezer, you see in the Rambam that this din of the Melech is only vis-a-vis Eretzeach. It's only when it comes to Eretzeach. And the Beis Din, according to the Ran, is taking the place of the Eretzeach. The Beis Din is taking place of the Eretzeach. So then how does the Beis Din have the power to kill when it comes to non Beis Din's taking the power of the, of the king. When there's no king, then Beis Din has the power to kill Shelo Alpidin. But the king only has the power when it comes to Rotzeach, so how does the Beis Din have the power when it comes to other Averis as well, as we see in the Gemara? If the Ran is right that the Beis Din's taking the koach of the king, so they shouldn't have it for other Averis, only for what the king has. So Zoyat Gefrekt, the fiery Saraf, as Saraf Eloki Baal Avni Nezer. So Ayin Sham, Ayin Bor Semeach Kan. The Or Semeach asks from the Yerushalmi, always excited when I get to a Yerushalmi, not always, but I should always be excited, but often I get very excited when I see Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, Maise B'chosid, Shei Mahalich B'derech, V'rosh Nei B'nei Adem Niskakim L'Kalba, Umrina Non Yodin Du Gavra Chasida, Ozeh L'Masid Alon. So there was a pious man, a chassid, who was walking on the road when he saw two people, niskokin lekalba, rachmana litzlan. They were having relations with a dog. Omrin, they said, non yodin du gavra chassida azulamasid alan. They said, we know that this is a pious man. He will go and testify against us. And our Lord David will kill us. Ela nakdimei v'nishod aloi. Therefore, we will be quicker than him and testify against him. Ashidu alei. They testified against him. You have two Edom, right? Two false Edom, two Edom. And he was sentenced, v'nigmar dino leharig. And he was sentenced to be executed. Husha David Omar, Hatsila mecherev nafshi, miad kelev yichidosi. Rescue my soul from the sword, from the dog, my only one. Mecherev is mecherev Uriah. Mikelev is Mikalbo Shel Chassid, from the pious man's dog. Might save me from that. Ad kan Medevrei Yerushalmi. Uvadai haya David horeg be'ed echad rak midin malchut. Hare lehed yashidin zeh וגם בעבר על השמיים. ויין גם כן בספר חמדת ישראל, מצווה ראש פי חד שהקשה כן, וכן הוא בכלי חמדה, פרשת שופטים בדימי המלך עוד יוד. This Yerushalmi that they were dealing with that this chassid was going to be made. They had relations with his dog, and he was one aide. So you see that David would have killed them. That's what they were chashchoshi. She was going to kill them. David was going to kill with one aide. How is he doing this? Medin Malchus. So you see that this is even be'aveira l'shamayim. It's not only a roitzeach. Even when he doesn't have aveira l'shamayim, he's also going to get it with one aid. Not like the Ramban, who seems to say it's only roitzeach. The Chemedes Yisrael asks Kasha, so too the same author of the Meridan Plotsky, the Klichemda, and Parsha Shoftim Dinei Melech Osiyud. And he's Tameh from the Yerushalmi on the Kasha of the Avni Nezer. Because Avni Nezer wanted to say it's only Rotzeach. We see in the Yerushalmi not Rotzeach. I don't know if that's his Kasha on the Avni Nezer, I didn't see it inside, but Aquapanim, it's correct that the Rambam here is Mashma only Rotzeach. And yet we see in the Yerushalmi, it's even min alam lalamakom. For such an avera, the king goes outside of the din. Now, from what the Rambam writes in about Achan, we saw earlier that Yoshua killed Achan, and that was midin malchus. Rashar din Malchus. Now, how is it midin Malchus? Ay, Achan wasn't a case of a Rotzeach. So, the answer is, Lav Davka Rotzeach. Maybe the Rambam means Kol Bein Adam Lechaveru. He wasn't allowed to take from the booty, and he did. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So that's not a kashya. It's Lav Davka Rotzeach. Kol Bein Adam Lechaveru. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would grab Ganovim to kill the Midian Malchus. Also not a kasha, like the Rosemech notes, it's Gemara. It's also not a kasha, because maybe the Rambam means Lav Davka Rotzeach, Kol Bein Adam Lechaveru. So that would include the case of Achan, who went against Bein Adam Lechaveru and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But from the Yerushalmi, it's Shver. Because in the Yerushalmi, you see Bein Adam Lamakom. Even the person going with the dog, you follow one aid. Okay, so we'd like to understand exactly how this Din Malchus works. And we have, I'm telling you, Rabbi Isai, if you've been listening to our Tokos Malachim Shiurim, you know that we have Velz to say on each halacha of the Siyata Dishmaya. Again, based on the Torah reign of Rabbeinu Zatzal. So hopefully you'll stick with me and I'll stick with you. And we'll see more and more Neflos Mitaras Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev V'Meirov Kol. And I want to thank you so much for listening. It was awesome. I love these kashas. They open you up. They say, well, you want to know more. What's pshat in the Rambam? That's Gur Gevaldik. Thank you for listening, and Blina, they will continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.